Welcome back to the Edge Show, episode number 5. The first news item that we have is Officer 65 for Education is announcing general availability in 2012. Now, for those of you who don't know, Live at EDU is a free online service for email and SkyDrive and instant messaging and some other basic services that we're offering to schools for free. And currently, we have over 22 million users using this service. The Officer 65 for Education will be an update to that, where we'll also include Link Online and SharePoint Online so that schools can have a better experience and more productivity with our software. And the next item that we have is IE10 is now announcing that they're going to have spell check included. Now, I know that spell check is not an actual enterprise feature, but when I've been evangelizing IE in the past, I know that's been a big request from people wanting that feature and wanting to see that included. So it's a big win for us. And what we notice here is that you have a really good story here with the spell check. It's integrated in, as it states, with Windows 8. And we not only do the auto correction, but we'll also identify different words that may be better to fix. So you really get the full power, just like you would as if you had the Word or the spell check included in your existing editing tools built right into the browser. The last news item that we have is, in case you haven't heard, Windows Phone had an update called Windows Mango or Windows Phone 7.5. Now, there's over 500 features all in all, but there are also some enterprise-related features that you should definitely be aware of. First one is that we now have Office integration for Office 365. So essentially, you can very easily set up on your phone, connect up to the SharePoint environment that you have inside your company. Could be just SharePoint, could also be Office 365. The next thing that we have is we support alphanumeric passwords. For some folks, you know, that's an important security measure that you need to have in your phone. Another thing that we have is actually rights management just built in. So if you're doing rights management protection for any of your documents and you need to make sure that there's a restriction on that, so if somebody were to, let's say, steal your phone, then you're safe, you're covered. That's now included right into the product. The last item is actually the app distribution. So now in the web marketplace, you can essentially advertise an application only to your specific users. You can also set credentials so that somebody who just has, let's say, their phone that they've purchased, you want to have, you provide the URL to that user, let's say via an email. They click on that on their phone. Now the app marketplace finds it because they knew that URL. They install the app, and then from within the app, they authenticate so that you can make sure that they get only the appropriate people get access to those internal applications. All right, this is David Tessar continuing on with the Edge Show, and I'm here in the office of Brian Keller. Brian, could you tell everybody a little bit about what you do at Microsoft?
Sure. I'm a lead program manager on the Configuration Manager team. My specific team owns the engineering for infrastructure, which is a lot of the new hierarchy work that we're doing in Configuration Manager 2012. Also the content distribution system. And also my team works on the client UX, so our application catalog, software center, what our end users would actually see when interacting with the client management pieces that we have.
Very cool, very cool. So I know that there is some interesting changes as it relates to Configuration Manager 2012 and VDI. What are those new things that we're doing?
Yeah, so in 2012 we've taken some steps to make client management of VDI a lot better for our customers. And when I talk about client management, I'm not talking about the management of the actual VDI infrastructure itself. That's handled by our partners, external partners like Citrix. We've got a team here within Microsoft, the RDS team, that does work on building out the VDI infrastructure. I'm talking specifically about managing virtual desktops, both personal and pooled virtual desktops, treating those clients like we would any other client, being able to do inventory assessment, patch scanning, antivirus, malware scanning, those types of things, being able to deploy software to those systems, figure out which users are on the system, all of those things that you think about with client management, that's what we're bringing in 2012 and making sure that we can do that effectively for our customers.
Just because it's a virtual desktop doesn't mean that you have those responsibilities that have gone away.
Exactly. A lot of folks wonder, well, you know, do I really need to do client management of virtual desktops, particularly the pooled ones, because they're very transient. They don't stick around very long, maybe a day, sometimes a week. So do I really need, do I really need to think about that or be concerned with that? And I honestly believe the answer is yes, absolutely. Just because it's a virtual desktop and it doesn't stick around very long doesn't mean that you don't have to think about your regulatory compliance, your patch scanning, making sure that there's no vulnerabilities exposed in your environment through that virtual desktop, being able to understand what users are on there, what resources and software is being delivered to those desktops. So you really have to think about all the, the natural things that you do when you're managing clients. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, somebody could, even though that virtual desktop may only be up for a day, they could still launch a virus and wreak havoc on the network.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. And these are the types of things we're worried about and our customers are worried about. So
where are we headed with this whole integration?
So this CM12 is really a first step. A lot of the things we're doing at CM12 is looking at how do we identify these particular machines as virtual desktops. How can we get additional inventory information about those virtual desktops, talking about the origin, pool name, those types of things, being able to understand what users are logged on, and also being able to make sure that our infrastructure is set up to handle those virtual desktops, like we would physical desktops, for compliance, for patch scanning, for software distribution, all of the things that we do traditionally with physical desktops. We really want to make sure we can do those with virtual desktops. It is a first step. I think there's more we can do and we will do. But in CM12, we're bringing that first exposure of VDI and client management together in the product. And working closely with our partners like Citrix and also internally here at Microsoft, those teams I mentioned, RDS team, to make sure that the environments that they build, that we can actually manage those clients.
So how about you maybe show me a little bit of how this all works and what's going to be available in Configuration Manager 2012 with VDI?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll go to the board.
Cool.
Let me draw a simple Configuration Manager hierarchy, and then I can talk about some of the things we're doing with VDI. So Configuration Manager hierarchy typically has a primary site. It may have a what we call a CAS, Central Administration Site, where a lot of the reporting and control happens, monitoring happens. Attached to the primary site, in this simple diagram, we typically have a management point, which handles all the policy. Down to those clients, we usually have a distribution point, which I call DP, which stores all the content. In addition, we may have a software update point for software update management, patch scanning. So this is very typical of a Config Manager architecture. And then obviously we have desktops, clients, different devices, and users that are on those devices. Typically we have, we're dealing with PCs, a user and a PC. And so you may have any number of these. And if these are physical, normal things happen. You know, policies requested. We do things like deploy software, do patch scanning, send up reports and inventory for compliance. So all of these things are part of client management and Configuration Manager. So now with VDI, we have virtual desktops in the mix. For these virtual desktops, one flavor of virtual desktop is a personal virtual desktop. And that's one where the state is persisted for a user over a lengthy period of time. It's almost like just a regular physical machine. So when we introduce the personal virtual desktop, we're going to treat it much the same as we do physical desktops. What's new in CM12 is that we'll have specific inventory items that will identify this as a virtual desktop and also identify it as a personal virtual desktop. And these new inventory items are common inventory classes that we're going to be providing our partners the ability to enter information into. So it'll be common across any VDI infrastructure, whether it's from Citrix or Microsoft, we'll be able to identify this as a virtual desktop. The other type of virtual desktop that we see is the pooled virtual desktop. The changes to these desktops don't persist, meaning that they're this very transient. It may be there for a day, for an hour, maybe a week, and so essentially it's a user logs in and requests resources they need, an operating system they need, to get apps they need to do a job, maybe it's a shift worker, and so now we have this pooled virtual desktop. So the thing about the pooled virtual desktop, once again we'll have the inventory items, you'll be able to identify it as a pooled virtual desktop, you'll be able to know where it came from, the host, those types of things, very important. in being able to distinguish between the physical and the virtual desktops in your client management environment. So that's good there. One of the challenges we see with pooled virtual desktops is that because they're so frequently brought up and brought down in the environment, that it doesn't lend itself very well to our client management infrastructure, particularly what we had in CMO 7, where when a pooled virtual desktop is created, you have a client, a config manager client, that goes and gets policy, maybe downloads content, does patch scanning, does all the things that we do for client management. And so that's considered a new client. Now in the pooled world, what happens is a user will then maybe leave for the day. This virtual desktop is then broken down, no longer exists. The user will then get a new pooled virtual desktop. Typically then a client will either be in the image or be installed. That client will send inventory information, it will get policy, it will be considered a new client in the system. So we have potentially this record from one day here. Then the user has a new record of a new machine the next day. Once again, brought down, they come in the next day, a new machine is born, if you will. Does the same types of things. So what you wind up having is all of these records in Configuration Manager of users assigned to machines that no longer exist. Makes it very difficult for you to manage your environment in any number of ways.
And that's essentially the story today with ConfigMan 2007.
That is right? Correct.
Okay.
Now in 2012, we've taken some changes. We've engineered some smartness into our system so that we know across these sessions that there's no new client typically for this user. So we maintain the uniqueness of the Configuration Manager client, and we don't actually create multiple records in Configuration Manager. We maintain that state and for the client and are able to just maintain one virtual desktop for that user. That way we'll eliminate all of the obsolete records and the confusion within reporting, so that when an admin goes to the console to do some monitoring to understand what users have what machines, they'll only see the current latest records. They won't have a number of obsolete or outdated records in their system. Makes managing the environment a lot easier. So another thing that we do, because a lot of times these pooled desktops, there's a ton of shift workers maybe, and these things get spun up all at once. And what will happen is typically a client will then start doing policy requests, they'll start downloading content, they'll start patch scanning, they'll do all types of inventory, send inventory. So what we've done in CM12 to lighten the load on the system of having all of these pooled desktops all at once scan, ask for policy, install software, we've done some randomization in the schedule for when we will do that to lighten the load on the system and make managing these pooled virtual desktops a lot less taxing overall to your Config Manager hierarchy.
So one of the challenges that I could see here is with delivering applications to these virtual desktops. What are some of the ways that Configuration Manager 2012 can help optimize the application delivery?
So with Config Manager 2012, we deliver software to these physical desktops, much the way we do in CMO7, although with CM12 we have a new application model, a new way to deliver software that's more advanced than our packages and programs. One of the things that I think is really cool about CM12 is that we have integration with AppV as a deployment technology for delivering applications to your users or to the machines in your environment. We don't need any separate AppV infrastructure, no separate servers. We rely on the AppV client. We have our own system for packaging and distributing and delivering AppV packages to users. And I think actually when people are thinking about virtual desktops, particularly pooled virtual desktops, AppV as a deployment technology should be considered. Because of the speed at which apps can be published with very little content actually being delivered to the pooled virtual desktop. So for example, if I'm a shift worker and I get my new pooled virtual desktop, we can fairly quickly deliver a set of apps, a set of icons that represent applications through AppV that the user will then have access to. However, if you set it up for streaming, we will only deliver content to the pooled virtual desktop that a user requests through launching applications. That way we avoid some of the heavy load of bringing down large pieces of content like MSIs. waiting for an install to happen. These are the types of delays that we really don't want to see in a pooled virtual desktop environment. So with AppV, integration with Config Manager 2012, and the VDI work that we've done, I think you've got a pretty sweet application delivery method to these desktops.
That makes sense, and you're also reducing the size of that image that you have for that pooled virtual desktop by not having all that software on top.
Absolutely
of it.
Reduces the complexity of the image management there, but still gets the users the apps they need quickly when they need them.
Great. All right. Thanks, Brian.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Brian, and if you'd like more information on System Center Configuration Manager 2012, you can go to an easy URL. It's http://aka.ms/sc. There you can download the evaluation bits of the software and try it out. Kick the tires a bit and see what you think. Also, of course, we would love to have your feedback. So if you comment on this post on Edge or you tweet us at TNEdge, we'd love to hear from you. Thanks.